This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Selena Ocampo. Date of birth, June 11, 2001. Case ID number is 4220783. Date of the exam, January 31st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. A Social Security questionnaire dated 8/28/22. Identifying information. This is a 21-year-old common law married female who presented to my office and happens to be 8.5 months pregnant. The claimant is presently unemployed and her last employment date was in June of 2022. The claimant states that she worked at various odd jobs, which included as a cashier for 3 months and also as a waitress for 9 months in 2020. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her boyfriend and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, anxiety / panic attack / depression. Number two, seizure disorder. History of allegations, number one, anxiety / panic attack / depression. The claimant states that since 2010, she has suffered from depression, anxiety, sadness, crying spells, and suicidal ideation. She denies any suicidal attempts. She states that she has difficulty with insomnia, decreased appetite, panic attacks, and states that she's also hearing voices and seeing shadows at this time. She is presently on no medication for her condition. And she states that she has decreased motivation and decreased memory and has difficulty in focusing and concentrating on what she has to do. The claimant is living with a boyfriend in an apartment, and she is pregnant at this time. Allegation number two, a seizure disorder. The claimant states that since 2022, she was diagnosed with a seizure disorder when she presented herself to the emergency room in June of 2022. No EEGs or CT scans have been performed, and the claimant states that she was shaking. She was started on gabapentin, 100 milligrams QD, but states that she did not take the medication secondary to feeling that she didn't have a seizure disorder and it was more like a panic attack. She was not diagnosed with a specific type of seizure disorder, and she denies any trauma, tumors, cerebrovascular accident, drug withdrawal, or any infectious diseases. She has not had any other type of seizure since June of 2022. Her condition appears to be stable. Family history. Her father is 65 and has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and heart disease. Her mother is 57. Her mother is 57 and has osteoarthritis and fibromyalgia. Her parents were separated when she was 16, and she was basically on her own at that time. Medications, she was given gabapentin, 100 milligrams QD, but she is no longer taking that. She's only taking prenatal vitamins at this time. Medical problems, anxiety / depression / panic attack / anemia / questionable seizure disorder versus panic attacks, and possible psychological disorders. Major surgery, none. Social history, the claimant states when she was in high school, she smoked for 2 years, approximately one pack of cigarettes per day. Alcohol, she denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure, but does have a questionable seizure disorder. The claimant states that she does not use cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse, but did use marijuana, and the last time she used it was in 2019. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 134 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 4 and a half inches. BP, 110 over 65 mmHg. Heart rate, 81 beats per minute. Respiration, 15 respirations per minute. BMI, 23. General. This is a 21-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress and appears to be approximately 8.5 months pregnant. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination and appeared to be somewhat anxious. Could you please drop down to H? Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent, but her mood was depressed and anxious for the time. She did not appear to have full, clear thought processes, and her memory was poor. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to probable diagnoses? Number one, anxiety / panic attack / depression - confirmed with physical examination. The claimant appears to be somewhat anxious. She is approximately 8.5 months pregnant and appears to be nervous about her condition. Number two, seizures - not confirmed with physical examination or history, more likely than not coming from panic attacks. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Selena Ocampo.